Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program has been helping agriculture producers resolve conflicts since 1987. As Oklahoma's USDA-certified mediation provider, our professional mediators have helped thousands of farmers, ranchers, and federal agencies resolve conflicts. The 2018 Farm Bill allows mediation for lease issues, family farm transitions, farmer-neighbor disputes, pesticide cases, and more. Learn more about OAMP and the mediation process by visiting our website at ok.gov/mediation or call us toll-free at 1-800-248-5465.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 24th, starting 8 a.m. on Dish Network Satellite Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 19,800 head to be offered, 3,200 yearling steers, 1,500 yearling heifers, 10,800 weaned calves, and 2,500 calves on cows. If you want to know details on when a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
Well, the cash cattle trade remains quiet going into midweek with bids and asking prices still not too active. It's expected that live asking prices in the south will remain about $110 and higher, while more northern dressed asking prices will be seen through the morning. At this point, it's uncertain if packers will show much interest this early in the week or wait until the tail end of the week. There is the potential that active trade will be delayed until after the cattle on feed report Friday afternoon. Futures trades expected mixed with limited market direction likely through morning trade following the inability to retest resistance levels at either feeder cattle or live cattle trade early in the week. Continued pressure is expected to develop midweek as traders continue to grapple with the potential of current and upcoming hog export sales, especially to China. The announcement that China had issued tariff-free imports for soybeans, but no mention of pork, left traders feeling slighted early in the week and continues to raise questions about China's intentions of buying U.S. pork. Now, wheat contracts are mostly higher this morning following yesterday's aggressive reversal, which saw overnight gains relinquished as the China import duty news seemed to fade. Each time bulls get excited about Chinese demand ideas, wheat gets thrown into the mix with rumors suggesting 3 to 4 million metric tons of imports could occur. Small gains overnight in corn prices, but remaining well inside yesterday's 7-cent range. Corn was whipsawed yesterday by early reports China was going to allow additional soybean imports from the U.S. duty-free. However, no official confirmation was given on the rumor, causing prices to fade mid-session before rallying late to close with gains. Soybean prices are higher, remaining inside yesterday's range like corn, with traders still trying to sort out the news floated the previous session. The idea China could come back to the U.S. for another 10 million metric tons of duty-free soybeans perked prices up, but as the session wore on, proof was lacking. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
December live cattle down 17 cents at 113.70. February down 12, 119.10. November feeder cattle up 65 cents, 143.50. January up 70 cents, 139.80. December hogs down 232, 65.50. Kansas City wheat, December down 4.25, 421 and a quarter. March down 3.75 at 434 and 3/4. Chicago wheat, December down 5.5, 518. March down 5.25, 524 and a quarter. December corn is up 3/4 at 388. March is up a half penny at $4 even. November soybeans up 3/4 at $9.34. January up a penny and a half at $9.48 and a quarter penny. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.